Developers Rhonda Ricks and Stuart Alexander say the 158 units of housing and large commercial space is just the first phase of a development on one of the largest open spaces in the city, the Forge on Broadway. As soon as the financial package fell into place a few weeks ago, actual construction started, and the ceremonial groundbreaking had to take place across the street. It's being financed by private money and an array of state aid and tax credits. Rick says she knows the site very well.
A lot of you don't know this, but I grew up about three blocks from here. And for about 30 years, this property stayed abandoned. But look where we are today, changing people's lives, and that's what's important.
State Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes says she knows the site from walking past as a child, heading to the Central Library downtown. The site has already been cleaned up from its former industrial use, and that's why developers say it will open in 2020. Rick says the next phase of the project involves a series of townhouses which will be for sale, something the neighborhood wanted. There will also be senior housing. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.